Drive time continuing here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Women's basketball team upping their overall record to 7-3, and in the GLIAC 5-1. A couple of wins over the week, and that was 63-44 over Ohio Dominican. And they had no problem with Tiffin. 74-56, the final there. Coach Kim Cameron joins us. Congratulations on the wins, Coach.
Thank you very much.
Well, talk about the new year so far. And as we were just talking with Coach Kevin Luke about the break being over, and you see this team coming together even more right now, playing some pretty good basketball.
We are. And one thing that we really wanted to focus on in the new year was our defense, our team defense, our individual defense. And I thought that we did a great job of showing that we are truly ready to be the team that we are capable of. I actually think that the timing of the break for the team that we have right now was good. I think we had to get healthy, first of all, and I think it was a great time for us to reflect on what kind of team we want to be this year. And I think when we came out and played the way that we did on Saturday, I hope that that's a sign of what's to come, and again, like I said, who we want to be, and if we can, you know, start there and then continue to get better each and every day, I think we have a great chance to be a great team.
How about how important was it just in both of those games to get off to a good start? And I think you were up 20-something to 10 both of those games after the first quarter. How important was that for your team?
I think for the first time the girls have feel what it feels like to play with that intensity and that desire and that passion, and we had an awesome atmosphere this weekend, and especially on Saturday. I thought it was crazy in our gym, which I thought was really cool, and we really appreciate that from everybody in the community. But I think, you know, the start was awesome. It set the tone, and like I said, I feel like, you know, they played in a way that they're capable of, and I don't know if they surprised themselves, but it was like, hey, here we go, this feels good. You know, it's been a little bit clunky up to this point, and I think that in that Ohio Dominican game, things started clicking and feeling a little bit better. Our defense was creating our offense, and I think they liked the way that felt, and then I think now all of a sudden it's like, hopefully we got to prove it again, but hopefully a light bulb went on to show what we can do.
How about post-play? I know that fans are really loving Elizabeth Kelleher coming off the bench and doing what she's doing. She had, I think, 10 on Saturday and 12 more points on Sunday, and just allows you to have a little more balance in there. Talk about just the development there.
Yeah, we said if she continues to have career-high nights throughout the rest of this year, we're going to be in pretty good shape. And, you know, I think a little bit of confidence helped her. I think she needed a really good game to get herself going. But she makes us, and I don't want to say a completely different team, she brings so much to our team when she plays at the level that she played at this weekend. And that's both on the offensive end and the defensive end. I mean, that kid has worked so hard, diligently, every single day, same moves, same number, the whole time, all the time, never a day off. And it's, you know, it can get frustrating when she's not able to show it in a game. And I'm hoping that this weekend really propels her, because she brings so much offensively, with the presence and her body and her stature, and the presence that she has on the post. And then also defensively, if anybody was there this weekend or was able to watch online, I mean, her length is unbelievable. And we were able to even play her in a position where we would put a Danny Blake, because she was using her length, she wasn't fouling, she was in great position, she was keeping people in front of her, and I just thought she did a great job.
Coach Kim Cameron is with us from the Michigan Tech women's basketball team. You have Lake Erie on Thursday night, Coach, and you got this huge game coming up on Saturday, too. Obviously, both games mean as much. Will it be tough not to look past Lake Erie? I think they've lost like 5 or 6 in a row and struggling offensively right now.
No, it's, you know, we still have to prove to ourselves that we're we're ready to go. And you know, we've shown ourselves that if we're not ready to play at any time, anywhere against anybody, we can get beat. So we're going to be focused and ready on ourselves and again playing the way that we're capable of. And Lake Erie shoots a ton of threes. They have a lot of different defenses. They're going to run. They're going to, you know, they're going to throw a lot of different things at us. And hopefully we can handle that. And I, you know, we're excited right now for every game one at a time. And then obviously Ashland being undefeated right now and having a lot of their players back from last year, they're running the same offense with their two posts who are pretty deadly, and one new addition to their starting lineup, but a lot of returners, and we've heard that they're a good team, and it's going to be a great challenge, and it's on their floor, and it'll be fun.
How about Lindsay Winter and her play? And we talked about Dylan Gordon with Coach Luke and how he's kind of taken that next step and just being confident and having time, playing those minutes that he hasn't in his career. And Lindsay's kind of in that same boat. And I think everybody this weekend kind of saw her continue her development as somebody who's confident and very capable.
Yeah, she has been doing that this entire preseason. In the practices that we've had, she's been a very, very standout. And we talked to her even before she went into the starting lineup about the things that she was capable of and what she was doing and what she was bringing to us. And when she got her opportunity, I think she was ready for it, and she earned that. She is fun to watch. She is fun to coach. Every minute that she's out there, she is 100 miles an hour, controlled, making great decisions. I mean, she just has that extra pop in her step. We watched a clip of film yesterday where, you know, she gets down, she gets in front of somebody, she gets a stop, she grabs the ball out of the girl's hand, and she just rips it down the floor for a layup, a contested layup that she finishes over top of people. It's a desire to win and compete at the highest level, and I think that she really brings a lot of extra spark and spunk to our team.
Coach, what do you think as we move forward here? What's going to be the number one factor in us having success here as we get into the grind and the meat of our conference schedule?
You can say I repeat myself, or you can say it's cliche, but it is going to be defense. And the thing is we're proving it. You know, when we're playing 75 to 78 point games, we're not winning them, you know, and to hold Ohio Dominican to 44 points, which is a great offensive team, we have now proved to ourselves what we're capable of, and now we have a standard, and now we have to live by that standard.
All right, Coach. Well, game times for the women on Thursday night is 5:30. West will have the call starting at 5:15. Saturday afternoon against Ashland, 12:45 pregame, 1 o'clock tip-off. Should be two great games followed by the men's games, and we'll have it all covered for you here on Mix 93. Happy New Year, Coach, and good luck this weekend.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Coach Kim Cameron from the women's basketball team here on Mix 93. We've got a lot more here on Huskies Drive Time right after these.